hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. The world is waking up, and this is the tipping point.
Ladies and gentlemen, Scott McKay here on Patriot Street Fighter, doing yet another economic update with Dr. Kirk Elliott. By the way, I got to tell you, the views I've noticed, is something I rarely pay attention to. I happened to look through looking for videos this morning because some got deleted and accidentally and others. I was like, how many views are on that video when we accidentally deleted it? So I just looked under ours and I noticed people are starting to pay even more attention as the economic updates seems to be a favorite among a certain segment of people, the ones that are really concerned. I noticed that they were probably up 50% just in the last few videos because people are starting to see now what you've been saying, Dr. Kirk, for the last year here on Patriot Street Fighter with me. And it's probably even more reason to pay attention by things that I've seen you and I talked about, you know, IMF and JP Morgan Chase, public statements coming out of there. I got a report yesterday or the day before, the household consumer debt increase is so insane that you can't even, it's like trying to get your arms around a gross domestic product of an economy like this country. Like, the numbers are just staggering. We were young, talk about people being a millionaire, like, wow, a millionaire. And then multi-millionaire, right? And then billionaire. Now there's so many billionaires in the world. Or even, you know, we're going to knock off like $300 billion off federal deficit, all that, which is nothing compared to how deep it is. You hear these numbers, they just go over your head. But when you look at this economic report on household consumer debt, how much it's gone up just in one quarter is absolutely staggering. Staggering. You're talking trillions of dollars in one nation. It's absolutely scary. And if that household consumer debt's going up because people are leveraging everything they got to hang on to what they got, which is obviously credit card debt. And look, the fact of the matter is, and I've been in this before, when you have the banking system we have today, the Rothschild Central Babylonian money magic slave system, the fiat currency, the fake, you know, non-existent money backed into a 22% interest loan on a vehicle like I've been, or 17% from you know, that era that I've, you know, just coming out of that devastation. It's like they put you so far over a barrel that, like, you're the guy that actually needs the help, like, to be able to get a car. And that was your, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago. Oh yeah, if you want one, you're paying us 17% because they got you over a barrel. Just crazy stuff like that. And people have to do what they have to do. I needed a car, so yep, they're signing a line at 23% interest to have a vehicle. And that's what they're faced with. So anyways, in this chaos, it's coming, like we talked about for the last year, it's coming down. All these indicators, people are trying to hang on to what they got, and the cabal banking powers are trying to hang on to what they got. They're just trying to grab more and more to it, and it's coming to that inevitable conclusion. So nothing's more important now than people, you know, getting an idea of what's happening here and finding ways to protect themselves. And I'm pretty excited here, and I know in the very near future, this is to the folks out there who have looked at the gold or the silver option. It's best play now, as I've learned. But there's other options for people that do have income producing assets and things. You just want to keep kicking off income versus pulling your cash out out of the stock market or retirement, stuff like that, into silver. There's, we'll talk about that in the coming weeks, but we've been looking at this for a couple months. I'm like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So just having like right now income producing every month, throwing off cash flow, coming at people with the investments they have elsewhere that given such low returns, it doesn't make sense. But so I'm more excited about what we're seeing with people that are coming, you know, through Patriot Street Fighter to work with you, other things that you guys are now, you already put together, been using for years to help people in that fashion. It's pretty cool that we have so many options, given so many people out there know nothing about what we do here and they don't have any options. They have one option and that's like scared to death. So timing is obviously, you know, where it keeps getting better and better. It seems like week by week for people to make these moves. So let's jump into what you're seeing in the last week since we talked last week with these indicators coming out and these public statements being made by IMF and you know, JP Morgan.
Yeah, I mean, well, Scott, the last week has been crazy when it comes to news. And here's one of those things where I hate it sometimes when you and I are right? I mean, when it comes to the declining economy, how people's lives are being hurt. I mean, we've talked about it. I mean, I'm glad we're right. Don't get me wrong, because we're helping a lot of people, you know, exposing the darkness and bringing options to them to put a smile on their face with their retirements and their investments and everything else. But here's the thing, when we're right about a collapsing economy, it hurts me. I wish we didn't have to talk about that, but yet we do, because we've got politicians that are evil, that are dismantling America as we know it from the foundational level, like with our freedoms, our political, economic, personal, religious freedoms, our health freedoms, trying to strip away our financial freedoms. And if it weren't for what you and I are doing here and talking about, those would go away too, right? But all of us have a choice, right? Here's one of those things where when you're talking about our bigger overarching freedoms, the political, economic, personal, religious, and health, right? It takes a collective voice to actually make those changes, right? Because that changes legislation, it changes policy, and it does take a corporate voice, so to speak, to make those differences. But our financial freedoms, just us. It's just one decision to move into something that's going to grow, given the policies that we're seeing coming out of Washington, or the one decision to stay and let the policies in DC shrink your portfolio, right? So it's just a decision, right? This doesn't need a bunch of people doing the same thing, just you, right? So anyways, that's what's really cool about what we're doing. So what are we seeing? I mean, over the past week, the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, they cut their global growth forecast for next year. So the global GDP, the amount that the economy is growing, to put this into perspective, this year it's 3.2%. Next year they're expecting 2.7%. So people say, well, that's not much. That's only like 0.5%. No, 2% coming off of 3.2 is a 15% reduction in the growth rate in 1 year. Okay. Add that to what it was in 2021, we were at 6% global growth, went down to 3.2, then down to 2.7. So in 24 months, we are about a 55% reduction in the growth rate of the global economy. I mean, this is falling apart really, really quickly. So with those numbers, the head of the IMF basically thinks that the stock market has another 20% correction left in it. I mean, these are people on the other side, the biggest cheerleaders for stinking stock market growth, right? They're thinking, okay, these policies are probably going to cause 20% more. We're already down 25% year to date with the S&P 500. Add another 20% to that. That's a 45% reduction in 12 months. That's almost half, right? And these are the kind of numbers you and I have been talking about, right? When you've got Reagan's budget director that said, oh, I'm expecting 50 to 80%. You've got other economists in that same ballpark, right? And looking at historical trends that I look at, was expecting a 30 to 80% correction. So 50% is right in the ballpark. But I do think it's going to be more, because interest rates are not slowing down, they're still raising interest rates, right? So I think there's more to come than just another 20%. Who else thinks that? Jamie Dimon, CEO of JP Morgan Chase, said the exact same thing. I'm expecting a 20% reduction in the stock market coming up here in the near future. Who else said the same thing? Ray Dalio, but for a different reason. He said, hey, federal funds rate, you know, the Fed has raised rates up to like at the federal funds level to about 3.5%. But when it gets to 4.5%, we'll see another 20% reduction in the stock market. So you've got one of the largest, most successful hedge fund operators, multi-billionaire in the world in Ray Dalio. You've got the head of the IMF. You've got head of the largest bank in the world, JP Morgan Chase, all saying the same thing. We're expecting a 20% plus reduction in the stock market yet to come. And it's already down 25%. So Scott, you look at these things, it's like, oh my word, this is not looking good. So why are all these things happening? It can't be just because of rates. Well, no, it's not. But so you look at some other fundamental indicators, right? So let's look at that, simply the mortgage rates, right? So at the beginning of this year, mortgage rates were 3.22% on a 30-year mortgage. Today, they're about 7%. Mortgage rates have more than doubled in just this year alone. So the average mortgage payment then is up over 50%. In January, the average 30-year mortgage payment in America was $1,700. Now it's $2,500. It's up about 50% in just this year alone. And the year's not even over yet. So what else is going up, right? You look at, you addressed it earlier on, total revolving credit card debt. Okay, so if you look at a chart, I mean, there was a precipitous decline in credit card debt 2020 and 2021. And I'm thinking, why in the world? Well, it's because we had COVID. Nobody was spending anything and nobody was working. Nobody was buying anything. They didn't know what to think, right? So credit card debt came down. But ever since, I would call it mid-2021 until now, so in about the last year, total credit card debt, so it has gone from $900 billion to about $1.2 trillion. Okay, $1.2 trillion. But a year ago, it was at $900 billion. Okay, so what does that mean? 900 to 1.2, that's four. Here's where total credit card debt, which since the beginning of credit cards, you know, go back to the very beginning when there was no credit cards until now. Until a year ago, it was up to about $900 billion. Now it's at 1.2. We've added over 40% to credit card debt since the beginning of time in just the last 12 months. People, and you got to think, it's like, well, this has got to be a boom for the economy. If people are spending that much, then retailers should be happy, right? Well, it's not that they're spending any more. They're actually spending less. But they have no money, so they're not paying cash. They're just putting it on their credit card, right? The economy's shrinking, according to the IMF, right? And yet credit card debt is exploding. So it's not like people are spending and keeping the economy afloat. People are spending to survive because they have no money elsewhere. And how can I tell that? Again, by looking at another chart, which is personal savings rate in America. How much are people saving? Okay, since they started measuring this thing, it's like, I don't even know when it was, decades. It's the lowest I've ever seen it. It is, we're ringing the bell at the bottom. Savings rates in America are as low as it's ever been, as far back as the chart goes. I can't find another time when it was actually lower than what it is right now. We are at a point where people can't afford to live. They're eating up their savings. They're maxing out their credit cards. Their home values are coming down. So how much are home values coming down, right? And because we're painting this picture here that Bidenomics doesn't work, right? That the globalist plan for the world isn't working. You can't spend your way out of debt. that doesn't make any sense, right? It just adds more to it. But in the last, so I was reading realtor.com. I got an email from them. Realtor.com, you know, it tracks real estate houses, and you can look on there for houses that you want to buy. Biggest cheerleaders for real estate on the planet. Well, here's their headline. Buckle up. Home prices are expected to fall by a lot, even if there isn't a recession, right? So I mean, this is because mortgage rates have gone up. They're more than doubled. So housing cost of your mortgage payment has more than doubled. And over the last 30 days, this is just 30 days, Scott, where if you look back 3 months ago in Denver, where I live, if you wanted to buy a house, you better put an offer on it 24 to 48 hours after it was listed and offer more than the asking price, or you wouldn't have gotten the house. Well, today, just a few months later, nothing's selling. I mean, there's some stuff that's selling, but it's on the markets month after month after month for the past 3 months, and they keep lowering the price. So if you look at the numbers, the amount of people applying for new mortgages in the last 30 days is down 14%. Over the last 30 days, the amount of people actually wanting to refinance their homes is down 18%, because that's so interest rate sensitive. But here's the scary number. From this week till this week last year, so 52 weeks ago, right? The number of new homes that were actually being applied for to get a mortgage for is down 83%. 83% in the last year. Tell me, does Biden's economy work? No, stinks. Right. But this is what we've got. So you have to play with the hand that's dealt you. Right. So when you see all this stuff, there's things that you should stay away from. I would stay away from stocks. I would stay away from bonds. I'd stay away from mutual funds. And I would go into things like gold and silver, those inflationary assets that grow when prices are going up with inflation, because they're things. And this is truly how you can have a smile on your face. And when, even though our freedoms are eroding all around us. So let's look at silver. And why do I say that? Right? Because, well, do you remember it was a few weeks ago when silver was kind of coming down, it was in a little corrective phase. And I said, hey, $18 is the threshold, right? That's that support line. And once we hit that, it's going to bounce up like a rocket, right? Well, it did. It got down to 1760. And now, even today, after the last couple of days of a downturn, it's still over 20. We're up over the last 3 weeks, well, about 14% in 3 weeks. Most people would be very excited about that over a year. We've seen it over in a matter of weeks, right? So even after that correction over the last couple of days, it came down another 5%. We're still up probably 8%, but this is over a three-week span. So when you see these strong fundamentals pushing something up and you see a little turn down in the price, use that as a buying opportunity, right? Because the fundamentals of the market haven't changed. Use it as a buying opportunity. Allocate more into the safest asset in the world right now, which is silver.
Yeah, and that's what I continue to do when I see that happening. And you know, most people are like, yeah, if it's the stock market, oh my God, it came down. Going to hang on, you know, or it's not a good stock because the price is dropping on it. I look at it the same way. Obviously, there's price suppression in silver. The cabal powers are not going to let it be that easy. They just aren't. They're not going to let it do. We had a real correction. Silver is going to bounce up 4 or 5 times, but they're obviously fighting that down because they can't have the mass exodus of we the people's money out of their banking institutions and causing them to collapse much faster. So I don't know what the machinations are whereby they suppress anything, you know, whether it's diamonds, gold, silver. They've done it forever and ever because they have to. But for me, when I see that happening, I said the same thing. In fact, I think it was probably last year when I made my first silver purchase ever. It might've been $23. 22 something at that point. And then as we went forward and I saw these price drops in silver, I'm comfortable because I know I'm not worried about that because it's the long game for me. It's the long ball. It's there. I pretend it's not even there. I just pretend I don't even have this. But it's over there for that reason. It's over there for the long haul, the long ball, because it's going to be obviously massive wealth multiplier when we finally bring this damn system down. But I know in the last 3-4 months, I've looked at those prices. Even I didn't catch the, you know, $17 and something. I was probably in the mid 18s. I'm like, hey, I got cash here. I'm getting it out of the bank. I'm grabbing this $18 silver because that's a hell of a deal for me from where I started. And I looked at it as that's how I looked at it. It's like, man, I'm getting even a better price on the silver now. So when it does bounce up to, you know, 5 times of what it was when I started, still a big win. But at the end of the day, it's going to be a dogfight. They just are going to keep these price controls on silver, precious metals, till the end, until their last breath. But, and that's not too far in the future. The more I see it, I was mentioning to you earlier today that when I had the shadowy contact, I refer to as Overwatch, this bloodline, Mary Queen of Scots bloodline group that came into my world about a year and a half ago, you know, give me some interesting intel, keeping a watchful eye on me, in a sense that with these things that come at me or people or whatever, they have a way to let me know ahead of time or, you know, help with some of that stuff. But the interesting information that comes from these people even catch me off guard, because it's things I've never heard. And we call one of these guys, he has a stage name, Gray Stanton. I've been bringing him, actually lured him out to actually come on Patriot Street Fighter under a pseudonym, kind of like Jason Shurka in his Ray Disclosure series. But yeah, you know, he was talking about, he said, you know, he labeled the four horsemen of the apocalypse, as we know in biblical terms, is everything is inverted in the Bible because the Satanists do that with everything they need control of. And the four horsemen of the apocalypse, it makes us scared of the apocalypse. It's not our apocalypse, it's theirs. It's this Khazarian mob, you know, that's been doing this forever. And he talked about, look, he said, you have Modi in India, you've got Bolsonaro in Brazil, you've got Xi in China, you got Putin. These are these BRICS nations that decided they were going to pull away from this Rothschild fiat central banking system. And they're obviously, Putin's done an amazing job. Bolsonaro is in the fight for his life. India, same thing. That's, we talked about how Trump went to that massive Coliseum. 100,000 Indians were there as he's introduced on stage by Modi, hugging him. They love Trump because he repatriated their gold from the cabal when he went to, you know, they took down the queen, the royal family, and got our gold back, all that kind of stuff. So the simple fact is this fight is on, and these countries that are going to central bank digital currencies is their last gasp because they know they're out of gas. They're talking about this, even India, we talked about that this morning. India's, you know, now going to this central bank digital currency. It's the last gasp. That people aren't going to fall into that trap. There are too many of us out here saying, look, everything that they talk about today is all cyberspace fiction of where if they had that kind of control where there's no real hard assets or money, it's basically their way to control what you can buy, what you can't. They can shut you off at any time with this central bank digital currency. But even the average person is starting to see this. They're like, you know, this doesn't make much sense. Although I like having my cash in hand, I like seeing what's in my bank account, pulling cash out when I can. They're going to say, hey, this is just Bitcoin, things like that. Nothing against Bitcoin. I'm not invested in any of those things, at least not with my own money, by myself, I should say. Somebody else has some of my money and put into one of these things, and it's there or it's not, I don't know. But personally, from my seat, anything I can't see, touch, or feel is not created by my God. And I don't want to own something that doesn't really exist, right? So when you take these forces, all these vectors, they all seem to be converging in the one space at the same time, which is basically now that this whole thing can no longer survive on its feet. Too many people have figured it out. The ones who haven't are going to figure it out the hard way, you know, if they're not paying attention. So You know, for me, for what I see happening with all these moves around the world in our banking system, currency system, the news I just got from somebody who's connected to the admiral that's part head of the, from what I understand, the new treasury, which is going to be in Reno, had just said that they told me about one person they've talked to for the last 2 years. And this person had mentioned that, you know, they know what's happening with the QFS. The quantum financial system, which is going to rip the power away from these global powers, quantum banking, computing, all that, where, you know, they can't do these things anymore. So they've been going into Wells Fargo on a regular basis for the last couple of years. You know, any word on the QFS yet? Kind of just prod them a little bit. And the person they ask all the time on their last trip in within the last couple of weeks said, no, still don't know anything about it, but I have seen the new currency. So there you go. What does it tell you? If the banks are now showing people on the inside that they're training about the new currency, guess what? There's massive change coming. And when that stuff comes and there's a new currency, it is precious metals backed. We know that gold, silver backed currency. We're now on the edge of this thing. It's starting to show itself. It's not going to blow up overnight. It's not going to be one day to the next. Boom, we have this currency. It's going to be a phase in process. Who knows what that looks like? Is it months? Is it a year? Is it years? Who knows? But like you said, the fundamentals are what they are. The inevitable conclusion is what we're doing here. We're on the right track. No doubt. We're on the right track. They're showing us that we're on the right track.
On the right track. I mean, here's the thing. General rule of thumb, Scott, when something's going down, get out of it as soon as you can. When something's going up, get into it as soon as you can. I mean, it's really that elemental. Some of these trends, these forecasts, these predictions, there's really no room for speculation anymore. They're just happening. Like, you don't have to look to the left or the right. You don't have to think, oh, well, if this happens and maybe 3 months down the road, this is going to happen. No, it's like this stuff is happening right now, right underneath our nose. So when you see that, what it does is when you act and act accordingly, it minimizes your risk and maximizes your return. Why does it minimize your risk? Because you're not thinking like you would in the stock market. I wonder if 10 or 20 years from now, this Google share, this Amazon share, Tesla is going to be good, right? It's like, we don't care. You don't know about management. You don't know how many people are buying cars. You don't know any of that stuff. All you can do is, okay, Google or Tesla or Ford are good right now, right? We never know what's going to happen down the road. Same thing with gold and silver. What we're advising on right now is just get into it right now because the fundamentals are strong. It's right in front of us. 3 months down the road, a year down the road, 5 years down the road, we'll make our pivot then to lock in profits and go into the next thing. Until then, I don't want to even waste brain power thinking about it because we're allocated into the trend that's right here, right now, and it's the right thing, no matter how you look at it. I mean, gold and silver are growing because they're inflationary assets. Oh, they're also get out of the system kind of money. They're a tangible asset that you take delivery of. You're not a digit. It's not somewhere out there in the internet. Oh, if you have like 1 ounce rounds, you could also use them for barter, right? If things fall apart, no matter how you look at it, it doesn't really matter what happens because if you allocate properly now, you will be in the right place at the right time. Even if there's forks in the roads and you go to a different, and we end up in a different destination than what we thought. So I don't spend much time thinking about it because when you allocate properly now, given the fundamentals are in front of us, it covers all kinds of different scenarios moving forward down the road. This is why I love gold and silver right now. Absolutely love it. Because we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We don't. I mean, and people who think that we're going to know what's going to happen a year from now, no, they don't. Nobody knows, right? When we don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow. But what I do know is what's happening right here, right now. We allocate into that trend. It's growing. And it just so happens that tangible assets like gold and silver help you when all of these other things may come into play, right? But we're just allocating for the right now. Happens to be the great thing for the future too.
Mm-hmm. So an investment today, and this is something I had to, you know, you explained to me, it took me a little while to figure it out. But so somebody has an investment in precious metals now in silver, because it's the best, the best play, the best, you know, the ratio matches up better than probably ever between silver and gold. So once silver, you know, makes its move on its run, when all these things change and there's more parity, be, you know, with gold to silver, Then at some point, as you mentioned to me, there's going to be a time, given conditions, where gold is going to naturally make its move, and you can move, sell your silver instantly and purchase gold from right inside the same basically establishment, and now be positioned for gold to do make its run, right? And so that's what you taught me, was wealth creation and investment. People think of something as a sitting tangible asset, but they also move in the world markets. That this, just like say something does in the stock market, the only difference is in the stock system, in the corporate side, there's so much thievery and criminality and manipulation and all kinds of, that's why these white collar guys are going to prison all the time, because they're doing illegal things to try to gain competitive edge for their companies, et cetera. But over here, it is just what it is. It's going to be a supply and demand thing always. And so over here, it's a more solid and stable wealth creation that actually is real and means something, not when a CEO goes to jail or Enron here in Texas in one day is found out and they're going down and everything disappears. Everything's just gone. Like, I had my whole retirement. I got a client, a former client of mine in Los Angeles. he manages money. At least he did. This is 10, 15 years ago. Great guy. Manages money for a lot of Hollywood entertainment, a lot of money. So he, all these amazing returns coming back from what's his name? Got arrested, New York guy.
Madoff.
Yeah. So, and I remember I had moved on in my life from that business or world. I remember getting on an email list. It came out to everybody on his email list. Since the whole Madoff thing went down, guess what? Everything went down. And he let people know, you may not hear from us for a while. Lifestyle is going to change dramatically, etc. Because all these people got wiped out. And so did he, literally overnight, wiped out. And it's sad because he had a pretty nice lifestyle, a very affluent area, you know, where I lived in California, in Encino Hills. And it was just amazing to see that happen. That stuff doesn't happen in silver and gold. So you make your investments and then just sit back and let your management side of it all know when to make those moves and just create that, that constant wealth accumulation. It just made sense to me. It takes my mind out of it, my lack of experience or knowledge, businesses or otherwise, you know, making assessments that are brokers telling me. This is the thing that kills me about brokers. I know they're going to hate my guts, but I seem to make enemies all the time. The right enemies, in my opinion. But, you know, don't bring your money out. Don't pull your money. I had a friend of mine, good friend of mine, smart guy. He just lost like 60 grand. This is last year, 60 grand in the stock market. His investments or whatever with a brokerage firm. We're talking on the phone. I said, look, get out right now. I'm telling you, it's coming down. Get your money into silver. I wanted to introduce them to you. And he said, I got a meeting set up with my broker. I'm going to go in and talk to him about that. So he goes in, calls me the next day. And what's he doing? What did the broker do? Tell him, talked him into staying in. Well, the next day he lost another 15,000. He had $250,000 in a short period of time, went down now to its value of 40,000. And his remark to me is, I can't get out now. It's down so low. I'm like, what can you do at that point? And I understand. I'm not an expert. I'm barely a layman armchair, you know, guy on our topic here that we've been talking about for 18 months. So I understand. Yeah. Why am I going to listen to a guy like Scott? Well, I wouldn't either. Until maybe a few years from now, when my investment explodes, then I'd say, okay, well, guess, you know, he's shown that to happen or be true. But unfortunately, people are tone deaf and they're going to stay with these brokers because they don't understand, most of them. When they make a move with your money, any direction, even if it's a bad investment for you or whatever, they still get paid. They're the ones that make money off your money no matter what happens in a market. They're not going to let that go. Course or not. They're going to tell you everything they can while you've got this going. Cratering. He's got two of these different types of funds that have taken a beating. Doesn't make any sense to me, but hey, I understand, because again, I'm not sophisticated in, you know, in that investment strategy side of things either, but I know the simpler for me, the better.
Simpler for me, the better too. I mean, if there were other things we could invest in, Scott, I'd do it. But there's not. There's really not. When our goal is capital preservation, like what you and I have been talking about for 18 months, name of the game, don't let some stupid government policy that neither you nor I can control erode your assets you've worked your whole life to accumulate. Capital preservation is number one goal. Number two goal is grow it, right? But here's the thing. Most times in history, and this is where this is just wild to me, if you want to get a nice growth on your portfolio, you have to settle for high risk, right? And if you want low risk, you're going to have to settle for low growth. We don't have that right now. Silver is the safest asset in the world and also the fastest growing asset in the world, right? So you've got high growth and low risk. This is one of those unique times in history because of stupid government policies that neither of us can control, but we get to see them. We get to act accordingly. We get to take advantage of those trends so they don't take advantage of us. And I would urge everybody, give our office a call. We'll help map out a strategy for success moving forward to get out of the path of this hurricane, to minimize your risk, maximize your return. It's a free consultation. And, you know, people complain sometimes that it's like, hey, Kirk, why don't you just sell gold or silver on your website? So we don't have to talk to you, right? Because sometimes people have to wait, you know, 48 to 72 hours to get in touch with because there's so much demand right now, right? It's like, we just want to order something. It's like, no, that commoditizes everything. We're not in it just so somebody can get a silver round or a silver bar. We want to map out your future, right? To make sure that you're in the right place at the right time, proper allocation mix. The only way you can figure that out is by having a phone call, right? And asking you questions and you talking and us listening, then we can map it out. So I'd urge people to call, but what we're seeing right now, and you see it too, Scott, unprecedented demand for silver, yeah. Out of this world demand, and supplies are becoming more and more limited every day. So when you call, be a little patient because it'll probably be a couple of days before we get back to you, right? But we will get back to you. We'll get it on your calendar, map that out. The world's not going to fall apart in 2 days, right? But here's the thing. What we have in front of us then, after we have that conversation, is a lifetime together, hopefully, of journeying through this fragile economy together, making sure you're in the right place at the right time, the majority of the time, and just taking advantage of these trends so the trends don't take advantage of us.
So what they're getting with you, as I've learned over this time, is consulting service on how to manage this asset. Move it when it needs to be moved. And like you said before, look, if we end up in a world where there is such a thing as a stock market that is now fair, just quantum systems, et cetera, and that looks like where there's going to be the best growth for their assets, boom, you can also sell that off and invest in stock market. If people are hung up on that, whatever's going to be the best growth pattern. Because it's not just that you've been in precious metals for nearly 30 years, you've been in this entire system of managing and creating wealth for 30 years for people. Those are things that I had to come to learn. I'll say this in closing. Look, how did the Rothschilds create their vast empire of wealth and basically control the planet? Precious metals, because I wish forget which Rothschild it was, but he had took possession of a king going in exile, needed to have his coinage, precious metal coinage, protected. Here, I'm going to put this in your hands because they're close friends. What did he do when that king went into exile? He leveraged all that wealth, started a central banking system in Europe, turned out then three of them, and then just went around the planet. He did it with precious metals. So that's why it's a good play for them to become the wealthiest people on the planet. It's a good play for us. So folks, if you want to get a conversation, and you can call directly. It's 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900. By the way, I'm not a fast learner, and it shows you I made the right moves because it took me 6 full months to memorize that phone number and be able to say it here without forking it up, right, Kirk? But I got it down, 720-605-3900.
You're not lying.
Also, yeah, you must have been thinking, I'm not sure we're partnered with the right guy here. He can't even remember a phone number week to week. But I got it now, man. Also, if you want to read a little bit, learn a little bit, we have a site tied directly to Patriot Street Fighter. It's psfsilvergold.com. PSFsilvergold.com. Just drop in there, read, put your information in. It'll get that to them and they'll reach out to you as well. Either way, they'll get to you. But I assure you're in good hands. As I said before, people know how protective I am of the Patriot Street Fighter Army and the people. And, you know, if I didn't think that this was the best thing, I sure as hell wouldn't say anything to anybody about you or these investments. I'm just glad we have this partnership. And by the way, it is you, we the people who have done business with Kirk Elliott, that's helped me build the war machine. Because when you make those moves, because I'm a full disclosure guy, there's always transactional fees, whatever. Kirk gives us a percentage of that for bringing you to the table. You making those moves, protect yourself, finances this war machine. So everybody's winning here. And I greatly appreciate all those people that did that because you helped me build a hell of a war machine against those criminals. So much love to all you for that. And you'll find out yourself, you'll be in good hands. So Dr. Kirk Elliott, 720-605-3900. Brother, it's always, believe me, I know the number of companies and businesses that you do run yourself. Outside of this, you're always busy, but you always make time to jump in here and give all of us your time to do these quick hits. So thanks for always doing that.
It's my pleasure. We'll see you again next time.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Economic Update, Patriot Street Fighter out. Hey, Patriot Street Fighters, Scott McKay here, coming to you on a Saturday, Dallas, Texas. It's the 3rd September, nice, bright, sunny day. Not getting as much rain as I was hoping we would get. But anyways, thought I'd put out a quick message on the status of our operations, economic warfare. Some of you have heard about Operation Tomahawk and the significant inroads we are making in creating movement where we the people can join it without having to basically leave our home, where we can take the fight to our enemy. And what exactly is that fight? Who's the enemy? I come from the wellness industry. And I remember back in 25 years in the wellness industry, formed a company back in around 2008 with a number of investing partners, a wellness-based multimedia company. And I had some very high-level investors in terms of education, multiple PhDs, MDs, et cetera, were partners of mine. I started to learn a lot about things that I didn't even know in the wellness side of the world, specifically food production. And of course, I've talked about the disease rate skyrocketing in this country over the last 30, 40 years. And I've zeroed in on only one aspect of it, and that was corporate food production, massive corporations buying up all the farms, producing non-nutrient dense foods because they don't do things that are healthy for the soil, make sure nutrients transition from the soil into produce and into our bodies and keeps our immune system functioning. Well, there came to my attention another aspect of how they've gotten to this point where diseases run rampant in the United States, all across America, sickness, disease. And that is from the corporate conglomerate, the global corporate conglomerate that sells us home consumable products. Like who? Like Procter & Gamble, Johnson & Johnson, Unilever, Kraft, Nestle, Coca-Cola, PepsiCo. You think, well, what does Pepsi have to do with their Coca-Cola? What you learn is there's 11 corporations that bought up about 225 to 250 of all the brand name products you and I know about, what we grew up with over the last many decades. All these brand name companies used to be independent. They've all been bought up by these 11 corporations. And these 11 corporations are controlled by BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street, the three enemy targets of we the people backed by the World Economic Forum. When I saw this and what was presented to me along with a company in America, a 37-year-old, multi-billion dollar a year factory consumer direct operation Patriot company that manufactures all the things that are in my kitchen sink cupboard, in my bathroom sink cupboard, laundry room, bathroom, throughout the house. All the products that we consume from these big box retailers like Walmart and Target that we were herded into without any choice because of the bioweapon attack that destroyed millions of mom and pop businesses and small businesses around the country because they had an agenda. Well, here's how I saw it. All these companies are knowingly selling us poison and convincing us it's okay to consume these things, like Johnson & Johnson being sued twice for putting asbestos in baby powder. When you hear things like this, you finally at some point have to wake up. What the hell is going on? Well, in my research investigation, and what we decided to do was create another ground of attack against this criminal corporate power that's not just destroying the country, but they're destroying the world and humanity. They have the research that they do, their own double-blind, placebo-controlled, their gold standard of testing and studies, peer-reviewed, third-party peer-reviewed papers on the chemicals and poisons that they use. And they convince us with billions or trillions of marketing and advertising that it's okay to consume all these products and we'll be fine. Well, when you come from my seat in the wellness industry for 25 years, and I've been around the industry since I was about 20, and I'm 57. I've seen the big picture from 80,000 feet. These people are killers. They know what they're selling us when they can take the same research from natural plants and produce products. Of course, they can't patent and charge, you know, billions for it. Just like the big pharma industry, they could do what our partner company does. Natural products, natural ingredients, harmless for people or the environment. So we decided to launch a new operation here at Patriot Street Fighter. Information warfare has been the playing field we've been on for 2.5 years now, and we're launching a new front of attack. It's economic warfare. We're going after these companies, and we're going to give them the tomahawk on their blood supply. We're cutting off their cash flow. And how do you do that? Go check out Operation Tomahawk at this website, tomahawkswitch.com, tomahawkswitch.com. Go have a look. You'll see a video in there. If you like what you hear or see or read, you say, you know what? I can do that. I can get in this fight. Not the school board kind of person or the protests or the city councils or running for office locally or whatever, because we have to do this at the we the people level. The consent of the governed level, we have to do it at our level to take our country back. How do we do it? We shut off their blood supply. We stop giving these killers our money that they're using to kill us. So how do we do it? Shift to a Patriot company producing natural products. We launched this 5 months ago, and the $2 billion a year company, the founder reached out and wanted to know what we were doing, how we're doing it, how is it possible to explode something this fast in such a short amount of time to the level we have. And I explained why. These are battlefield soldiers, we the people, getting on the battlefield to fight this global criminal power that's taken over our country and our planet, and the people are rising and they're fighting back. This is a way that every American can get into this fight. And you owe it to yourself and you owe it to your country to take a look at Operation Tomahawk. Because what it is doing, even with my level of optimism, has blown me away. And we're just getting started. So go check out tomahawkswitch.com. Have a deep look. Chat with somebody who will, you'll get a text from an automated system, by the way. It'll be a text from an automated system representing me, because we couldn't bring thousands and thousands of people to this battlefield with me and one person. So it'll give you an opportunity to connect with somebody, make a calendar appointment. Somebody can call you and say, here, here's what it is. Do you want to make the switch? Do you want to stop buying all this poison from these killers and at same cost competitive or cheaper than Walmart or Target and natural products that are better? They'll help you do it. So again, check it out, tomahawkswitch.com. You owe it to you and you owe it to your family and you owe it to the country to take a look and find a way that you can get on this battlefield, on any battlefield, along with the consent of the governed, to take back our country from these killers and the politicians that they own. Come and check out Operation Tomahawk. Thanks for taking the time. Patriot Street Fighter out.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given right, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. on Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.